Some Voice News with Global Link.
Church is urged to remain objective on national matters. Government urged to increase sensitization on AI. On fresh graves unearthed in Kenya near Shakahola court tragedy. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Founder of Glorious Gospel Bible Church, Bishop Benson Chisenga, has urged churches to remain objective when addressing national issues, emphasizing the need to rise above partisan politics to preserve their credibility. Speaking during Christian Voice Radio's chatback program yesterday, under the theme Fake Pastors and the True Gospel, Bishop Chisenga highlighted the church's vital role in promoting a national agenda and fostering a morally upright society. He stressed that churches must work to rebuild public trust, regardless of which political party is in power. He expressed concern that many churches have deviated from their core mission by aligning themselves with political interests, a shift he believes has greatly eroded the church's moral authority and societal value. The church has lost its voice in national affairs because many of its leaders have become compromised, said Bishop Chisenga. He urged faith leaders to restore the church's role as a beacon of equity, integrity, justice, and peace, insisting that only through impartiality can the church regain its influence and rightful place in national discourse.
And unfortunately, the church, that should be neutral. Church leaders or the church itself, that should be above this kind of pettiness, has also been embroidered in this triviality, has been lost in this pettiness, and we now create this divide. And so when we want to reconcile political parties or sides that are differing, how are we going to do that when we've already taken a side? How are we going to do that when we are already biased? How are we going to do that when we've chosen to support who we like, even if what they do is wrong, even if what they say isn't right, instead of standing for justice and standing for the truth?
Meanwhile, Bishop Chisenga has called on community members to be vigilant and guard against fake pastors and false doctrines, warning that such influences can weaken the foundation of the Christian faith. In an interview with RSA News, Bishop Chisenga emphasized the importance of spiritual awareness, urging believers to read and meditate on the Word of God to build a solid and biblically grounded faith. The community has the power to change the narrative by becoming spiritually discerning. Through the knowledge of Scripture, people can recognize the true gospel and distinguish it from deception, said Bishop Chisenga. Bishop Chisenga warned that most fake pastors stray from God's principles, often promoting personal opinions over biblical truths. He encouraged believers to remain rooted in sound doctrine and uphold Christian principles in their daily lives to strengthen the church and their personal walk with God.
Or beware of a church leader who focuses a lot on self-aggrandization or self-gratification or self-exhortation rather than self, you know, being self-effaced and being willing to be sacrificing. So greed controls their activities. Greed controls their schemes. And greed inspires their maneuvers. They are greedy. You can also think of deception. They are a deceptive, you know, group of people.
Panos Institute Southern Africa Executive Director Vusimuzi Sifile has called on the government to increase community sensitization efforts as part of its strategy to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into society to bridge the digital divide and encourage innovation across all sectors of society. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sifile emphasized the need for widespread awareness campaigns to address misconceptions surrounding AI and technological advancements. He argued that demystifying AI is critical to ensuring that all communities, not just urban and literate populations, understand its value and are equipped to benefit from its opportunities. There is need to explore and polish untapped potential in rural areas, empowering communities through improved connectivity and inclusive policies, said Mr. Sifile. He further urged the government to foster innovation by expanding internet access and establishing platforms that support local ideas with global potential, especially in the rural community. Mr. Sifile reiterated that sustainable technological transformation must prioritize empowerment, inclusivity, and long-term impact, particularly for marginalized and rural communities.
It is a tool. It is not here to replace a human being. Of course, if, those who are, usually I always argue that those who are worried that AI may take their jobs, it means there is something that you are not doing right on your job, that if it's, even if it's not AI taking it, it's most likely another person who can come and take it. So AI is not here to replace anyone. It is here to complement what we do.
Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis, has reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to deliver a credible, efficient and inclusive voter registration exercise that meets the aspirations of the Zambian people. Mrs. Zalumis, however, says this could not be achieved in isolation, but requires the involvement of all stakeholders playing their role with diligence, professionalism and integrity. Zanis reports that Mrs. Zalumis said this in a speech read for her by ECZ Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi at the close of provincial briefings on the preparations for the 2025 mass voter registration exercise in Kabwe yesterday. Mrs. Zalumis said the voter registration exercise is not a political exercise, but a constitutional requirement for all eligible citizens across the political divide. She urged for a voter registration process that stands as a model of credibility, inclusivity and transparency, not only to stakeholders in Zambia, but a beacon of reference in the Southern Africa Development SADC region. In African news, more than 2 years after the discovery of over 400 bodies linked to a doomsday cult in Shakahola Forest, authorities have uncovered 5 more bodies in the nearby village of Kwa Binzaro, Kilifi County. Pathologist Richard Njoroge confirmed the findings during the ongoing exhumation exercise. Homicide detectives, forensic experts and government pathologists have all been deployed to support the operation. Authorities believe the newly discovered graves may be connected to one of Kenya's worst court-related mass deaths. Coming up shortly, 5 dead in bus crash after Niagara Falls tour. This and more, stay tuned.
People are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 5 people have died after a tourist bus returning from Niagara Falls crashed on the motorway in western New York. Witnesses saw the vehicle lose control and turn over approximately 40 miles from Niagara Falls, a major tourist destination on the U.S.-Canada border. Most of the 52 people on board are from India, China, and the Philippines. Some were thrown from the vehicle and others were trapped inside the wreckage for several hours, police have said. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Founder of Glorious Gospel Bible Church, Bishop Benson Chisenga, has urged churches to remain objective when addressing national issues, emphasizing the need to rise above partisan politics to preserve their credibility. Panos Institute Southern Africa Executive Director Vusi Moses Sifile has called on the government to increase community sensitization efforts as part of its strategy to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into society to bridge the digital divide and encourage innovation across all sectors of society. And more than 2 years after the discovery of over 400 bodies linked to a doomsday cult in Shakahola Forest, authorities have uncovered